Hey everyone, this is your host Simarjeet Singh, and you are listening to the season 4 of International Voices at Queen's. This podcast is recorded on the territory of Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee. Hi, in this episode, I'm interviewing an international student from China going into her fourth year of the undergraduate program at Smith School of Business. To start, would you please introduce yourself and share a bit about your background and what brought you to Queen's University?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Michelle Yu. I'm an international student from China, and I'm going to my fourth year at Queen's Commerce. I'm currently working at KPMG as an audit intern in downtown Toronto office. And I have been working at QUIG, which is Queen's University International Center, as a student assistant for 2 years. And in terms of what brought me to Queen's, I would say growing up, I'm very interested in business. And I know that Smith is one of the most competitive business schools in Canada. On top of that, back in high school, I was studying in an international private school in Canada, where there were all international students, and the majority of them were from the same place as where I came from. So like, you could hear people speaking Mandarin in the hallway, like in cafeteria, in the classroom, like everywhere. And even my friends spoke Mandarin to me. So I wasn't feeling like I was legit studying abroad back then. And then when I was doing the research for my university applications, I noticed that Queen's is like really diverse university. Since I want to push myself to not stay in my open bubble and get more exposures to different cultures, I chose Queen's. And so my experience as an international student here at Queen's has been amazing.
Glad to hear that your experience has been good so far.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear that you mentioned about the diversity and wanting to be in those environments. I feel like people come to university with different dreams, and one of those should be being with a bunch of people who are from different backgrounds, right?
Yes.
So coming back to your academics, how have your studies at Queen's, particularly in your major, equipped you with the knowledge and skills necessary for your internship that you mentioned? And I believe you have had previous experiences as well at different companies. Am I right?
Yeah. So, okay, like maybe I'll just quickly give some context about myself. So I have done a short part-time job at a startup company as a business analyst in my second year. And then I have done a summer internship at the City of Kingston as an accounting student last summer. And this summer, as I mentioned earlier, I'm working at KPMG for the audit role. So knowledge-wise, the first 2 years of my studying commerce program were filled with like almost all the mandatory courses. And from those classes, we actually got a chance to learn all different areas of business. So for example, we have learned accounting, finance, marketing, data analytics, human resources, business ethics, ESG, and stuff. So I think I was able to build like really solid foundation, and this helps me decide which specific career paths I would like to choose, as I have already explored a lot in my first 2 years of commerce. And in my third year, I took a lot of accounting courses as I decided to go into accounting stream. And then so those classes I took in my third year are like really intensive, but they were like really well structured, and the prof are always providing us support to succeed. So in my current role, I can really see all the textbook knowledge I learned from the class applies to the real work cases. And I'm so glad that I have already developed a better understanding from class. And then for the skills and commerce, like most of our assignments are group work. And I think this really helps me develop my skills on how to work in teams, how to communicate with my team members. And I think this is even more important when it comes to workplace. So currently, like my engagement I'm working on right now has 5 people in total. So there are senior managers, manager, senior accountant, staff accountant, and then me, the intern. So like when senior manager had a task, he would like to split it and then distribute it to different levels. So there are a lot of communications. So like the skills that I built when I was in the class really helped me to communicate with my team members efficiently.
I'm very glad to hear that you had professors that were really helpful world. And from what you just shared, your courses are really helping you learn those real-world skills. If there were to be a specific example of a course or a group project in your program so far that directly contributed to your performance in your accounting roles, and they can, when you reflect back at it, you are like, this is what I learned from it, and I'm directly using that very skill in your current role.
Yeah, so I had a class called Business Tech in my second year. And basically, we have learned how AI and technology and then other tools helped business increase their efficiency by optimizing their business processes. And then the final project was very, very interesting. So we were working in groups, and each group needs to pick a small local business, which is in Kingston, to work on. And then we have to understand their business processes by interviewing the manager of the local business we chose. And based on that interview, my team members and I have to come together and create a flow chart to demonstrate their business processes. And then make recommendations to help them be more efficient and be more sustainable in generating profits. And then working as an auditor, you would have chances to encounter flow chart. Actually, there were like a lot of times that you would have to deal with the flow chart. So this class I took in my second year really helped me to like be able to understand, oh, what does this symbol mean in this flow chart? And what does that dotted line mean in that part of the flow chart? And then I recently have had a bunch of work through meetings with my client where they gotta explain their business processes. And from our audit side, we have to inspect all their flow chart and ask them questions. So this is kind of like similar to my final project. So yeah, like I feel like this course really gave me a hands-on experience and taught me some useful knowledge at the same time, which really benefits my current performance in this accounting role.
That course sounds really, really interesting. Damn, I did not even know there were courses like this.
Yes. When I shared my like this experience to my current colleagues, they were like so shocked. Oh, wow. It's like you're really doing like a job. It's not like a course, right?
Yeah, no, but this course really sounds very interesting, and it gives you the chance to work with students from different walks of life within your program and really simulate what it means to work in a group environment, right?
Yes. And when you were working on the final projects, feel like you're actually working. You're not like doing assignments or projects. You're like you're working and then you interacting with your client. Something like that is just really, really interesting.
Yeah, it makes you actually want to study, eh?
Yeah.
Then coming back to something that you mentioned in your introduction, you shared that you worked at the International Center, and I know that you also work with different student organizations, and these roles aren't particularly related to commerce. So can you share how these experiences have taught you skills that you were surprised to find useful in your commerce-related internships and jobs?
So I think no matter what types of work you are doing, communication skill is always important. So my experience at Quick helped me a lot to develop my communication skills because my daily job at Quick was to greet students and then answer their questions in a polite manner and then pick up phone calls. And then most importantly, like this role helped me a lot practice my English. And then what surprised me is that, so you know that like students who come with us at Quick are from like all over the world, right? And then I have learned about so many different cultures from them by just making connections with those students and also like visitors, exchange students. And in my previous workplace and my current workplace, when people from other regions shares me with their like own cultures, I was like, oh, I know this. I have tried this. I've tried that. And then my colleagues were so surprised and they asked me, oh, how do you know it? And then I shared my Quick experience. So this made me so proud to be part of Quick and be able to gain those experience and knowledge, and then be aware of different cultures and really appreciate those cultures. And then my Quick experience helped me a lot when networking with my colleagues as well. So, yeah, I think that's the really, really big asset I gained from Quick.
You never know where you will end up learning what, right?
Yes.
Speaking from personal experience, like you and I worked together last year, it was very sudden that you would be like, oh, I'm learning something new out of nowhere, and this is unfolding in front front of my eyes, or somebody sharing something about their culture, and then that you get to have this piece of knowledge with you for as long as you can remember it.
For sure.
And from my experience, Smith School of Business, especially in these most recent years, has become very diverse, right?
Yes. So in our program, we have not only like domestic students, but we also have a lot of international students. And there are some clubs within the Commerce Society are only created for international students. So like you can see there's a this group of people are kind of increasing.
Well, Michelle, we are reaching the end of this episode. To end it off, I would like to ask you one final question.
Yeah.
So, like, when you look back at your journey, is there anything you wish you had done differently during your time at Queen's to better prepare yourself for your internships or your future career?
Looking back on my journey, I wish I could join more networking events my first and second year and then be more courageous to ask for a coffee chat. Yeah, like I guess just to be more open and socialize more and also like be more active on campus. Cause I feel like in my first year, it was during COVID. So there's no much activities. And then I didn't, cause like I was a bit shy at the time. So I didn't meet that much people and I missed some like opportunities to network with representatives from companies. And then yeah, I wish I could join more networking events with the companies and then learn more about the recruitment processes and then just prepare myself for the fall like recruitment.
Thank you so much for sharing your experiences and for coming on this episode. This podcast aims to support members of the university community with intercultural realities. It also serves as a resource for those who seek to better understand the experiences of individuals with intercultural and multilingual realities. This episode is produced by Queen's University International Center and Student Academic Success Services. Music for our podcast series was created by Kingston musician and Santur performer Sadaf Amini. I would like to thank her for sharing her unique tunes with us. You can find out more about her music on our website www.sadafamini.ca. Also, thank you to the CFRC radio team for their support. My mentors and thinking partners in the project were Lydia Skulstad and Alicia Fosner. I appreciate their guidance. I would like to close this episode by acknowledging that as an international student enrolled in Bachelor's of Arts in Sociology, I'm grateful to be able to live, learn, and play on the lands of Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabeg people. Thank you for listening.